It's time for the Big Froggy 101 Morning Splash Podcast.
Boss Frog, Jerry Valeri in studio with us right now. For the first time, you've never been here for a survey, have you?
I haven't been here for a census survey, but I'm excited. Someone asked on Facebook yesterday if the census survey was leaving mornings.
Uh-oh. It's a big question, and you know, and only one person knows the answer. You.
Which is a lie, because you know it, too. We are keeping census survey in the morning. Woo-hoo! We're doing it.
That's the way we do it, yo. I like it.
Time for Boss Frog and another senseless survey.
Except for that part won't be there anymore.
No, it'll be totally different.
Okay, so here's the survey for today. And it's a survey of dads, and we're both dads. I have two daughters. You have a boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl. She's just turned 7, and my son is 3, and they're both crazy.
I will attest to that.
Especially my son.
Especially when he comes in here. He's a little nuts.
He's a lot.
All right, let's give the question. A new survey about things that dads worry about the most. And we've got a lot of worries as a dad.
Right.
No, I'm just taking number one off the list because it's too easy. Number one worry, and you could probably guess it right now. You could probably guess it. Number one worry.
Dating.
Teenage daughter dating.
Teenage hormones with my daughter.
Yeah, we're
good. That's also my number 2, 3, 4, and 5 answers.
Yes, that's number one. We can get rid of that. We'll just throw it out of there.
Number one for my son is him touching his face or hands to like a urinal at Disney World, which happened like numerous. I was like, "God, you're forever unclean, you little hog."
Was he reaching in?
He just stand there and he figured it out. You know, he goes to the low shelf because he's a little guy,
yeah.
And he pulls his pants down and he just sets it on the thing like he just, and then he's got his hands in there, and I was like, "No, no!"
But it's water.
We're at Disney.
Playing.
You're gonna be dead in a week.
There could be Ebola there. You know, a lot of visitors from other countries.
I worry. Yeah. So that's a worry with him.
Oh gosh, yeah, that's not on the list. Okay, well, that's here's the deal. A new survey about things dads worry about the most. We know number one was teenage daughters dating. So what's the next big worry? That's what we're looking for. What's number two on the list?
I can't get past that. I don't know what number two is because I can't stop thinking about that one. Yeah. I remember what my uncle said when my daughter was born. It's like, well, you have a boy, you have to worry about one thing. You have a girl, you got to worry about all of them.
That was well said by your uncle.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you think it is? 2720-408, 2720-408. Bob's on the phone. Bob, say hi to Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
My guess is getting their learner's permit to drive a car.
Oh. Yeah, at some point they get on the road.
And you got to teach them how to do it. Have you been through this already, Bob?
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
That's a good worry.
Were you the white knuckler grabbing the handle of the door and pushing your foot on the floor and jumping?
Well, it's like this. I wish I had one of those driver's ed training cars where I could actually push the brakes and gas and everything.
I remember learning left turn on yields on green. I didn't know that rule yet, and I pulled out in front of a tractor trailer. And my dad was just screaming at me to pull over, pulled over on the side of a hill. He got out of the car and started to vomit.
Oh, my. Really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
He was like, "You're trying to kill us. You're trying to kill me."
Oh, my God. All right, well, let's find out. Is it teaching them to drive? Is that the answer? All right, good guess. What do you think it is? 2720408. Dad's number two worry on the list. Should we look through some Facebook guesses?
Yeah, what are they saying there?
Obviously, they getting pregnant. That goes along with dating, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you hope. Yeah. You hope they're dating them at least.
That's what Cindy. You got a lot of worries. That's what Cindy's guess was. But Melissa says your teen driving, which we just heard. From Bob. Oh, Adair, college expenses.
Yeah, I mean.
Here's what I said to my daughters, and and you can pass this on to yours if you want. If you want to go to college, you better get some good grades. Because dad's not going to be able to pay for you.
Or start working at the basketball.
You better get some kind of scholarship of some nature because it ain't happening. Is it college expenses? No, not the college expenses. What do you think it is? 2720408. What's the next big thing that worries dads?
Can I make another guy? What about bullying? Bullying on there?
Bullying.
Like dealing with... See, I have younger kids. Like, Bob's answer is driving. I'm not even I'm 9 years away from worrying about that.
Yeah, I'm still
worrying about them getting picked on in school and stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's a, I don't know, I haven't had much experience, maybe very, very young, like two or three, I remember a couple of incidents. But since then, I haven't had anything,
really.
And I always say to both my daughters, I'm like, I don't understand. You're bigger than about everybody in your class.
Throttle them.
Well, yeah, I guess you shouldn't give that kind of advice, though.
I give the worst advice when it comes to that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. All right, is it bullying? We haven't looked much at the Facebook page. Let me see. Steve, Nancy, Jody, Chris all said providing for the family.
Okay. That's something you've got to worry about.
That's our job, right? That's the big thing. That's a good one. Not the answer. Not the number two worry.
It's on the list, though.
Yes. Definitely. It's number three on the list. Yeah, that's a big one. Thanks for reminding me about that. Matt says kids getting arrested.
Boy, I didn't have some of these worries when I woke up this morning, and now they're sticking them in my head.
That's awesome. And how about this one? Casey says having your kids act just like you did. Well, is that one targeted to you, Jerry?
Oh, my goodness. It's already starting. I told you my son was like elbow deep in the urinals at Disney World. He doesn't have anything for 3 minutes without it being broken. He's me.
Well, as you said, in Disney, my son put everything in his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, you have a guess? What's the number two worry for dads? 272-0408. Thomas is on the phone. Thomas, say hi to Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, you know me. I put a kitchen floor in your old house.
Oh, hey, Thomas, how are you?
Well, so, Thomas, what's your guess? What's the number two worry for dads?
Oh, my gosh. I'm worried about my kids being kidnapped, something like that.
Oh, wow. Now, why'd you have to say that?
That's the dark stuff that I do worry about, but I don't tell anybody. You always have to worry about
that. You can't let your kids play in the backyard without you being there every single second. You can't. Can't trust everybody involved for that little bit of time.
Yeah, the only thing that buys you a little break is like a big, big dog.
Right, and I don't have that.
Well, yeah, but you get a big dog.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, I'm less likely to walk out there with a big dog there. You'd hope anyways.
Right.
To roll up in their creepy white van with their box full of puppies. Yeah.
And their candy and their lollipops.
Yeah, now you're creeping me out. All right, is it like getting kidnapped? Is that the answer? All right, the question for the Census survey about dads worrying. What's the number one worry for a dad, apparently, is having his teenage daughter date. Okay.
Without a doubt.
What's the number two worry? And we've heard some...
thinking about sons, the one guy said getting arrested.
Getting arrested? That was a funny one. It was Matt. We had kidnapping is one of them, teaching him to drive, providing for the family. We've got Rhonda on the phone right now. Rhonda, say hi to Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. I'm so happy that you are at a country station now.
I know. It's going to take some adjusting.
I was listening to the other station just to hear you, and I can't stand that music, so I'm very pleased.
Well, that's a big win for you then, huh?
Yes, it is.
I'm coming home for you.
That's wonderful. I have a guess for you about the dad thing. How about walking down the aisle, like giving her away?
Well, losing her forever to another man.
Right. Yes. Oh. Yeah. Well, it depends on who the man is. If it's, some guy in a leather jacket with ripped off sleeves named Snake and a tattoo on his face, I'm not going to want to do it.
Isn't it always?
In my nightmares.
Well, later, Snake gets a real job and cuts his hair.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Well, even I cleaned up.
Giving the bride away. That's a tearful moment just thinking about it. Is that the answer? It's a good one, though, Rhonda. Off the Facebook page, Andrea says, biggest worry for dads is keeping your wife happy. Keeping the wife happy.
I don't worry about that because it's an impossibility.
I was just going to say, that's on the real possibilities list.
That'd be like me worrying about lifting 5,000 pounds. It's not going to happen.
Keeping the wife happy. No, that's not it. Nicole says from Facebook, having the talk.
I'll have the talk with my son. I don't think I can have it with my daughter.
Boy, I think I'm going to. I have two daughters, and I'm going to.
There was a moment.
I'm gonna.
My daughter just turned 7. When she was 5, she had like there was an emergency at the dinner table, and she ran to the bathroom, and it was probably just diarrhea. I didn't know what was going on. She just ran to the bathroom, and then she yelled for mom, and I was like, "Well, I can come help." She was like, "I just need mom," and my wife went in and dealt with it, and I was like, "What happened?" And she was like, "No, don't worry about it. Just we've got this." And I went, "Oh, is it period?" Because I don't know when that happens. And she was like, "She's 5. I guess it happens later than 5. I don't know when it happens.
Well,
I didn't do great in health class.
Yeah, I guess not. You didn't pay attention to any ages or anything. Oh, boy. All right, well, we've gone through a lot of these things. Nobody's going to get the number 2 worry for dads.
What's number 2?
On this list. Boy, I don't want to depress anybody. The number 2 worry for dads, braiding ponytails.
That was above providing for your family.
It was, just above providing for your family, choosing the right shoes for your kids, facts of life talk, packing the lunches.
Braiding ponytails.
What happens on social media. Braiding ponytails. Now, I only learned to braid hair about a month and a half ago.
And what made you have to learn it?
My one daughter, Kelsey, has kind of fine hair, and she loves to wear it down. But it becomes a nest every night or in the morning, and it's just impossible to deal with. So if we braid it at night, it'll stay good in the morning.
Okay.
It won't be such a nightmare in the morning when they're in a hurry. So at night when she comes out of the shower, we brush her hair, and then I had to learn to braid. And my braid is okay. It is serviceable for what it's there for. My wife braids
hair. It's a sleeping braid.
Yes, my wife braids hair, and it's like it runs down the side, and there's 8 braids together in a beautiful spiral, and it goes from the top to the side. And that's like a master.
I know.
What is that?
My wife makes like a wreath out of braids. She braids 2 little ponytails and braids it together and wraps it around the head and then sticks a flower in it.
Quit showing off.
What are you?
We get it.
Getting married in medieval times? Like, why do you have hair like that?
Those look awesome, but I can't. I'm like, I always tell him, Daddy's never going to be able to do that.
I just figured out the ponytail.
I can barely keep flyaways when I do your hair. You know what I mean? Like one going here and one going there.
Wispies.
I'll do the hair, and I'll come up. We'll see my wife, and she'll be like, "Let me fix your hair." I'm like, "But he just did it." Whatever. Ribbit. It's a bright looking day right now. It makes me feel like Christmas time, though, and we have been kind of discussing that. Boss Frog here. Thanks to our friends from the Phillipsburg True Value Christmas Shop. They gave us some gift certificates to give you. $25 gift certificate you can use there. Now, you can use it to buy hammers, or you can use it to buy great stuff for your Christmas decorating. Once Thanksgiving's here, it's time to get that tree going, and maybe you want to go with a theme or something different, or maybe you have a classic style that you use. That's kind of the questions I've been asking. What do you do? What's your flavor? Okay, so pick a team. Today's question, and I guess I should congrats so many people for commenting on yesterday's, was it real versus fake trees? Cindy from Phillipsburg was our winner. Picked at random again from comments and phone calls. So if you want to be part of it, comment on Facebook or call 272-0408. Which team are you on, Team Angel or Team Star, when it comes to the top of the Christmas tree? You go Star? You go Angel? We've gone back and forth in my house. Mostly because I don't think we really like any of the stars we have, or the only kinds we've been able to find. And the angel is kind of fabric-y and small and gets all frumpy looking after it's been in the box for a while. So, it's different. Or maybe one of those doesn't fit and you're a different team. It doesn't matter. Want to hear from you on Facebook page or 272-0408. Pick a team, angel or star, for the top of your tree. Thomas Rhett is new and Make Me Wanna, Big Froggy 101. Of course, he is one of the 2 opening acts for Florida Georgia Line in Hershey at the Giant Center Saturday, May 2nd. It'll be him and Frankie Ballard, who was just here in town. All 3 of them, what an amazing show. Get your tickets tomorrow. They go officially on sale at 10 a.m. I might follow us on Facebook and on our website, if I were you. If you like this show and it sounds like a good one to go to, I might, be a regular visitor to those places. You never know what information you could glean from that. We have second row tickets to give away right now. Second row. That's awesome. They didn't go on sale till tomorrow. 272-0408. We're playing Truth or Dirt, and here's the game. I'll give you 3 stories as the editor-in-chief here of the Daily Ribbit. My job is to put stories about country stars out, but it's got to be the truth, okay? Cannot be some dirt we just made up. We don't do that here. So I'm going to give you 3 stories. You got to tell me if they're actually true stories or if I just made them up. All right, let me give you the first one to start, and then we'll get somebody on the phone. Again, 272-0408. At 17 years old, your first story, Leanne Rimes filed a lawsuit against her father, Wilbur, claiming he and her co-owner, her co-manager, owed her more than $7 million bucks and were hiding even more cash that she had earned. Daddy, of course, did the right thing and countersued Leanne. Is that truth or dirt is the question. Let's go to caller number five. Big Froggy, hi. What's your name?
Caleb Eisenberg.
All right, Caleb. You want to win second row seats to see Florida Georgia Line?
I do.
We heard that first story about Leanne Rimes. What do you think?
I did.
You think it's the truth or you think it's some dirt I made up?
I'm going to say dirt.
You say it's dirt. I just made it up. Sadly, it's true. At 17, she sued her dad. He countersued her. It was a big, ugly mess. Poor, she has lived a very strange life for a young lady. But, Caleb, that puts you in a position now. You got to get the next two right to win, okay?
Okay. All right.
Here we go. Truth or dirt number two. Back in 2007 on tour, Keith Urban gets caught faking his guitar parts, which were actually being played by a roadie off stage because he was too drunk. Is that the truth or dirt?
I'm going to say dirt.
You say dirt. You got it. That's one, Caleb. That's, of course, a total lie. Keith Urban, even drunk, probably a better guitar player than most people will ever hope to be. So we move on to one more truth or dirt. You get this right, we give you second row tickets.
Okay.
And again, we go back to Leanne Rimes, except this time it's 2009. Her and actor Eddie Cibrian meet on the set of a Lifetime movie where they begin a very public affair. Both stars end up getting divorced from their current partners, which led to a wedding in 2011. That's a mess. Is that the truth? Or is that some dirt we just made up?
I'm going to say truth.
You say truth. It is the truth, sadly, but good for you, Caleb. You win! Woohoo!
Awesome. Awesome.
You're getting second row seats, Florida Georgia Line at the Giant Center in Hershey.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Caleb, who made you a winner?
Big Froggy 101.
Time to find out what's happening in Hollywood.
Now, we'll start off with Time Magazine and the person of the year. Many, many serious candidates, whether it be NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell or President Obama or Vladimir Putin or Pope Francis. Seems like a pretty good candidate. That anti-Taliban activist, Malala Yousafzai, I get her name wrong, but that's an amazing story. How about the guys who started the Ice Bucket Challenge? Up for Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Yeah, Kanye West is too. And then maybe some of the other ones that they put in there. How about Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, up for Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Jennifer Lawrence and Taylor Swift. Who, I mean, I don't know. Taylor Swift made the change from country to pop, and she's doing as well or better, which is hard to imagine. You can vote at Time.com for Person of the Year, but don't worry about it. Regardless of the online vote, Time's editors actually pick the Person of the Year. So you don't have to worry about Kim Kardashian somehow rigging the ballot box. Oh, that would be depressing for the whole world, wouldn't it? How about Garth Brooks? Congratulations. His new Man Against Machine CD sold 118,000 copies week one. It is his 14th number one debut. That's pretty amazing. I mean, like I said, Taylor Swift, doing great. She's number one in the all-genre album chart, selling over 300,000 more copies of her latest CD. This is Taylor Swift. She's successful wherever she seems to go. Then we move on to a story of true love. The story I told you about the other day. Charles Manson getting married. In prison to a young non-inmate woman. 26-year-old Afton Elaine Burton is her name. And in the marriage ceremony, it's been officially announced he will be allowed to kiss his bride. And that's going to be about it. According to the California prison officials, they'll hold hands during the ceremony. They can kiss at the end. No length on the kiss. But that's it. There are no conjugal visits for Mr. Charles Manson. Whew, I can just hear everybody. Sigh of relief. Charles and Afton can invite up to 10 people to their wedding at the prison. No inmates. Manson won't be shackled, but he has to wear his prison outfit. Afton can wear whatever she wants to wear. Catering provided by the vending machines. That's not a joke. And Afton's mother says she believes that Manson really loves her daughter, and he has been very good to her. Wow. So not only is the daughter crazy, the mom crazy too. It's a match made in prison, that's for sure. That's what's happening in Hollywood. You know what that music means? Time for our friend Psychic Susanna. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Psychic Susanna, I'm not alone today because, you know, I'm moving on to the afternoons and I'll be replaced by Jerry Valeri. He's here in studio right now. He couldn't wait to miss you. Good morning.
Good morning, Psychic Susanna.
Good morning, Jerry. Jerry Valeri? Really? That's a cool name.
You know, people have asked me, what's your real name? And I say, yeah, it is, for real. That's my name.
I love that. Your parents had some mojo going.
They were something. They had something. That's for sure. Now, please be kind to me. I'm very nervous. Like, I don't want you digging around in my brain too much. I worry about this stuff.
I don't dig around in your brains. I dig around in your future. And one of the things that you're not the best at that you're going to be working on, because I'll haunt you unless you do, is that word. Have you ever heard of it? Focus.
No, I've heard of it.
Just a rumor, right?
You're creative energy, and you don't always focus and follow through, which is why you're so lucky to have a wife like you do.
I feel like you spoke to her this morning. She was just yelling at me last night because she was telling me something, and she was like, will you just focus? She said those words. I'm already freaked out.
Scoopy, baby. When people are talking to you, you have to be eyeball to eyeball.
I know.
Because you are creative energy. You don't live in your body much unless you're having booty, and then, holy crap, you're there. So we need you to learn on the focus. And how old is your daughter?
She just turned 7 last Saturday.
She is just extremely sensitive. She's a writer. She has some writing ability.
That is true.
But you rock with her. You rock with her. And sometimes she might be a little mouthy to her mother. Is she as yet?
She's mouthy. Yeah. She's mouthy to her mother and to me. She's a little mouthy.
If we don't want to have her arrested when she's a teenager, we're going to have to work on that.
Oh, great. You sound like my grandma, Espy.
Well, I've hit every woman he knows, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Otherwise, start listening.
She's killing me. She's got this nailed. I knew it. I go into these things a full-blown believer.
You must have a big pile of problems, because normally she waits till the end to drop this on you. So apparently it was important to get it out right
she's
out
front. She's writing a list.
The thing about Jerry is that he would do anything for you. He wouldn't finish it, but he'd come into it.
I hate that she's right.
All right. Well, let's move on. If you want to talk to Psychic Susanna, 272-0408 is the phone number. Remember, turn your radio down when you do. You just need your name and your age, and she'll give you a quick reading. And then you can always send an email to her as well, Big Froggy in the subject line, so she gets you to the top of the stack, and she'll answer one question for free. Hi, Big Froggy, what's your name? How old are you? You're on the air.
Amanda, 25.
Hello, Amanda. Amanda, are you aware someone loves you right now?
Yes.
Do you want to be pregnant?
I do.
Okay, you're doing the right stuff. Okay? Plan on holding a healthy daughter in your 26th year. Okay?
Awesome.
You will also have a healthy son. They're not different times. Please don't use the call letters of the station in the labor room, okay? You're going to be an awesome mother to more children than your own. You're also going to create your own money, okay? You've got a lot of creative ideas. We might want to work on that follow through, too. There is going to be unexpected company in your kitchen. Within 40 days, they're going to be gossiping. They're going to be family. They're going to be saying stupid things. Just try to ignore them, okay? And right now, I would go to a Catholic church, get some holy water, and put it in your vehicle. There are some issues coming up. You need a miracle. Bye-bye.
Yikes.
Whoa.
All right, 2720408.
I would get a gallon of holy water if you said that to me. I would just soak the carpets.
Oh, you want to talk to Psychic Susanna? Make sure you turn your radio down, and that's all you need. Hi, Big Froggy, you're on the air. What's your name and how old are you?
Tammy, 51. First of all, I just love your enthusiasm. You rock, young lady. However, are you aware that you spread yourself too thin and don't follow through?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That might be the theme with Jerry in the station today. We'll just get it out there. But here's the thing. Sometimes God will give you a health issue to tell you to reaffirm and take care of yourself. I'm going to want you to be aware of that. Whatever's coming up is very temporary, but it's God's way of saying redirect, redirect. I am going to tell you, you'll be dancing at your grandson's wedding. I think it's a great-grandson. Whoa. When you're at about 84, so just be aware of that, all right? You're going to look hot that late. I am also going to tell you that there will be a phone call, voice you don't recognize, invitation to a strange place. You're there so long, the waitress doesn't know what to do with you. You have empty glasses, but leave her a tip anyway, okay?
Okay.
And yes, it is true. Insurance communication, frustrating but good within 4 months. Bye-bye.
All right, 2720408. If you want to talk to Psychic Susanna, maybe we can squeeze another one in here and get one more forecast there. Hi, Big Froggy, you're on the air. What's your name and how old are you?
Kelsey, I'm 24.
Hello, Kelsey. Are you a blonde?
Yes.
Because you've been driving like a blonde lately, Kelsey. Okay? So I'm going to suggest that you call the station and let them know what roads you're on so they can be on other ones. Honey, we need to learn to be in the car when we're in the car. You don't text and drive, do you?
No.
Well, it was a slow no.
That's honey, a slow no. The way you said no, we're all questioning you right now. Here's the scoop. Accidents don't give you warning. I need you to focus. I need you to be behind the wheel of the car when you're driving. I am going to say, are you aware that there are a lot of people who want you naked?
No.
You're not married, are you?
Nope.
Repeat after me. All men.
All men.
Are wonderful.
Are wonderful.
As long as they have the clothes on. Okay. Come on.
Come on. Kelsey,
say it.
Honey.
Did we lose her?
Oh, we lost her.
Yeah, she couldn't handle that. She couldn't handle that. The right man will be at 27 for her. 27. But all guys want her naked. So the right one's at 27.
We will remain silent.
Okay?
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
How about one more real quick? Big Froggy, you're on the air. What's your name and how old are you?
Cindy, 60.
Cindy, 60.
Hello, Cindy. You know what your problem is, dear?
What?
You're too good of a cook. I'm going to say within the next 4 months, you're going to have 3 different times. There's going to be unexpected people on your doorstep, and they're all going to have to be fed. Matter of fact, as good as a cook as you are, I might even come over. I am going to tell you, I feel really good about this year. The last 2 years haven't been the best. Financial improvement, new healthy friends. 3 reunions, 2 of them in a church. Just get some long-lasting lipstick because it's going to be a fun, active year for you.
Okay.
Also, weight loss, health improvements as you take charge of your life. I love that. Bye-bye.
All right.
Very good, very good. If you want to get a hold of Psychic Susanna and you missed her this week, you can get a hold of her through our website or our Facebook page. Send her an email. Put Big Froggy in the subject line. Get you to the top of the pile there, and then you'll get one question for free. Listen to the podcast. We'll post that later today. So if you missed it or it was one of your predictions, you want to hear it again, you can do that as well. So, thanks.
And for you, young man.
Yes.
There's going to be some lighting issues.
Lighting issues.
Yeah, so be aware of the lighting.
Okay.
Okay. And for you, Jerry.
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of laughter by small poop indoors.
I think
I don't even want to know what that is.
Oh, well,
I don't want to know.
Sounds like something my son's about to do. That's what it is. Great.
All right. Live long and prosper.
The Morning Splash with Boss Frog. Only on Center County's Big Froggy 101.